Okay. Everyone, to brand new podcast here is called The Jonathan Project, and we are trying to empower men to lead ethical, faith-driven lives. I'm here with my good buddy, brother in Christ, a longtime friend, Jason. And The Jonathan Project is really looking to be the definitive podcast for, you know, Christian men in this complex 21st century that we find ourselves in. And we're using the biblical Jonathan example to help us kind of navigate some of these topics that are facing men and their families. And so with that, Jason, I'll turn it over to you, give you a little time to let the people know who you are. I know you well, but they don't.
Again, my name's Jason. I've called you for a long time. This is, for those out there that are listening, we have great conversations. As two brothers in Christ that have come together to provide biblical sound advice to one another, to be those good friends, this is what this is about. We set a long time ago and decided, man, it'd be great if we could share some of these topics with other guys. So that's what this is hopefully to do. As we all struggle, you got to have a good friend. We talked a little bit about why we call it the Jonathan Project. I think that's a great segue into that, if that's okay with you, Colby.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, I'll share one thing, since it's the first episode and people are getting to know us out there in the internet world. We both served in the Army, and that's where we crossed paths. I was an intel guy, and you served the country in the SF community. So, you know, we're coming from a perspective, you know, very busy men. We're fathers, you know, husbands, brothers, you know. So all these things we're going to talk about as we go through this journey together here at the Jonathan Project, you know, we understand where men are at, and that's the whole point. And I'm excited, you know, in hearing you kick off, and I'll join in as we always do, but ethical followership, as you call it.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of explain to the folks, what is that? How does that impact men nowadays, especially?
You know, ethical followership it's really a nice way. It's the psychological term that's for being a good friend, being a good teammate. Everybody concentrates and says, oh, I'm a leader. Oh, I'm a leader. If you feel like you are only a leader in your life, well, one, go ahead and hop on an airplane and go somewhere. You're a follower. You're going to do what you're told. Additionally, as a good follower, as good friends, we alternate between leading and following. And I think you have to be a really good follower before you're ever a good leader. Liken it towards David and Jonathan. At some point in all of our friends' lives and our lives, we'll be leaders and we'll be followers. And how we transition between those can really help guys out. You know, I love David in the Bible. He's recorded as being a man after God's own heart. Like that's how he's remembered. I think that's extremely important. When he made mistakes, he chased after God. Okay, we hear that phrase in Samuel, and in, we all love to be the king, and we are the heroes of our own story. That's the truth in life, right? Most guys are, and especially in today's society. I mean, we have more Facebook and Instagram. That's, oh, look at me, I'm special, right? Which, all right, that's a sell. We'll talk about that another time. But
look at us. We're out here trying to say that.
Yeah, we're out here. That's my face on thing. Which, yeah. However, but what about Jonathan? He embodied true friendship. It's what really is. You kind of pull that thread on that. Not the kind of friendship that is good as long as, you know, I'm first, but real friendship. And I love how Scripture captured it in 1 Samuel 20. When he's at the feast and tells Saul, you know, that David isn't coming because he wanted to see his brethren. And it was a test to determine if Saul was really after David. You know, Saul gets so angry that he yells at Jonathan, calls him, and in quotes, King James Version, son of a perverse, rebellious woman. Do not know that thou hast chosen the son of Jesse to thine own confusion and unto the confusion of thy mother's nakedness. Look, that's a horrible statement, right? Like, he's that angry. And then he tells him, for as long as the son of Jesse liveth upon the ground, thou shalt not be established, nor thy kingdom. In other words, you're not going to be the king. And he says, you know, wherefore now send and fetch him unto me, for he shall surely die. He tells him, listen, I want you to be the king. You're not paying attention. And if you bring him here, I'll kill him. And, you know, I think at that point, Jonathan, what made Jonathan unique was not only did he love David, but he also loved God's will in David's life, which is where we have to be as friends. We talk about that ethical followership. We're all following Christ, you know?
That's a good point. So to jump in right there is to say, you know, one of the things that, you know, we talk about this all the time in some of our conversations is about David. You know, David was, you look at it, and it's one of the reasons that I love the Bible is because it's nothing but broken people, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have this great story about a man that's after God's own heart. He's being chased around by his crazy father-in-law, you know, wanting to, as you would say, want to tear it out the frame every time he sees him, right? Well, and then the least likely guy that you think would be on his side, you know, your father-in-law's son, your brother-in-law, he comes along beside you and he demonstrates this love, like you said, to help you fulfill your purpose, right? I'm cheering you on. Iron sharpens iron. Yeah. We talk about it all the time, but I love something that you've said in the past is, you know, iron gets dull. Someone's not going to be razor sharp all the time when you're sharpening up that iron. And Jonathan was that. He took the brunt, you know, and it's a great story for guys that bottom line, we don't have to do this alone. And you're not called to do this alone. You can't do this alone, especially nowadays. There's so much coming down the pipe against men and families. It's ridiculous. So, no, I love the point, like you said, being a good follower. And Jonathan demonstrates that. And it's biblical, and it's an amazing thing, like how men can boost each other to get to that highest level that God's called us when you're willing to submit and to help your brother kind of row a little harder when he can't row.
You know, that's right. And I think what made Jonathan unique is Jonathan had a love for God too. I mean, the Bible, when it talks about Jonathan, it's always in a very positive light. And I believe he looked and said, hey, I know this is God's will, is that you're the king. And he pulled himself out of the way for God's will. And I think when you're a friend, you've got to look and go, hey, this is God's will in your life. Right. You know that like, hey, we took as husbands, we took a vow before God. Right. Yeah. So you got to, hey, that's God's will in your life. You took that vow. As a good friend, you know that. What's this saying? Hey, if you're ever in jail, a good friend will bail you out, but a really good friend will be beside you. That's incorrect.
that's a popular phrase
by the devil. Right. That's way off. As a really good friend, you don't let them go to jail, right?
Like
you stopped before.
Yeah.
It's not always going to be popular, but just like Jonathan, what he did wasn't popular. And it even talks about later, David goes to the woods and then he goes, you know, Jonathan links up with him later and says, hey, strengthens him and tells him, says, look, it's God's will. You're going to be the king. And I think the next time, if I'm not mistaken, and I'll have to go back and read it, but Jonathan dies, right? Like Jonathan dies in battle.
And again, it's a great, even in death, you know, and this is something, you know, for men, and I know we'll probably cover this in another episode, but, you know, that relationship with your father, right? Your earthly father, right? Yeah. Can really cast a big shadow on how you become a father and how you interact in the world. And you think about this.
Yeah.
You know, Saul was mad by all definitions of mad by the time that the Philistines got a hold of him that day on the battlefield, but his son was still there. He's like, you know what? Still my dad. And again, you know, that's why I say Jonathan is a great example for men of standing up and doing the next right thing. Like you've heard me say, we've had conversations. If men would just slow down sometimes and just think about what's the next right thing I can do, man, it saves a lot of pain. But this is a good example of standing for right. You know, there's big consequences, but there's also big consequences as we look around in society and every little ill that we have. You know, I want to put this on the men out there listening is you can trace it to a guy. If something's jacked up out in the world right now, it's some man that's failing, right? And that's not to belittle women. And you know, I don't want to get onto that in episode one, but men are called to be certain things. You're supposed to be something and there's a purpose for us, right? And Jonathan gives us a good example of standing in the gap at all costs, right? So
I love it. You know, he did. He stood for what was right at a detriment to his own future. Because, you know, back then, think about it. So back then, when someone became king outside of the family lineage, they killed the family of the other king. And as, you know, as time goes on, you look at Mephibosheth, who was, you know, he was crippled, and but David took him in.
Yeah.
So it's completely out of character, but it foretells is being a good friend is also putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Right?
Because being a good friend is not always doing what's popular. It's about doing what's right. It's like raising your kids. I'm here to raise you right. I'm not here to be your best friend. And if I raise you right, later we can be best friends.
Exactly. Right?
I think as long as, you know, you got to be careful, you know, and I think this is where we've talked about it before. Think about the times where people have said, well, I feel good. I slept on this. I could go to sleep. And your friend reaffirms it and moves on, right? And you move on in the wrong direction. What was it you said one time? Jonah went to sleep in the bottom of the boat going in the wrong direction, right? So maybe that ain't the best thing.
You see how that worked out for him.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
But, you know, Jason, you know, like there are a lot of guys, let's be honest, in our line of work, or at least in my previous line of work, because I'm retired now, I'm just a good old civilian. But in the previous line of work, we see that there's guys sometimes asleep at the wheel, and they're willing to just go along, even if it's in the wrong direction, right? Instead of standing up and saying, hey, we need a little bit of a course correction here, right? I need a change in my life, or having that buddy and say, hey, man, the way that you're leading your house right now, yo, it's not cool, right? And, and doing it out of love. And that's what we see modeled between the man after God's own heart and this guy that gets a little bit of a snippet in that story, right, with Jonathan, right?
Yeah. You know, I think you know, as you look at ethical followership, being a good friend, right? Like everybody's going to, you may have an excuse to hit an old person in the mouth. I got it, but it's not right. Don't do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's the truth. You hit that, you know, challenge right there, obligation. Well, I'm obliged to Christ. If he's my Lord and Savior, then that's it. If you're my brother, then we do. Think about that. Think about challenge of obedience. It's another big one when you talk about the psychology of followership. And the truth is, you know, you forget the phrase, but it's like, you're morally, you have to do what's right versus just obey, right? Like your friend may tell you, hey, man, I want you to cover for me while I do X. And you have to look and go, man, that's not it. We're not going to do this. As a matter of fact, you're going to go with me tonight or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
Amongst the whole thing.
So it's interesting, you know, and this is, you know, I want to kind of tee this up as a question that even I have as we delve into this question of ethical, you know, kind of followership is what I've seen as I made the transition out of the army and now I'm into the civilian world, you know, I look at the men around me is, men are willing to follow something if it leads to what they believe equals success, right?
Mm-hmm.
Title, which I know we're going to talk about a whole episode just about titles and what they really mean for men, but titles, you know, money, that power aspect, right? And so I think that's why, well, there's no thing to it. That's why it's such a stark contrast when we look at Jonathan. But, you know, what do you think about, like, we're, especially as men that are following, trying to follow Christ, trying to be kingdom men, how are you supposed to be a good follower, ethical follower, kingdom follower in the places that we find ourselves, you know, either home or the community?
No, that's excellent, right? Like, what's your proactive? You know, for me, and, you know, as we both led people and served in those leadership roles, as well as it, and by the way, absolutely partnered. People in a corporation or people in the military. Yeah. That saying where Jesus says a prophet has no honor in his own home, that's 100% true.
I did tell you,
like, and to side rail it, but, you know, when I was studying for my for some grad studies in psychology. Yeah. My daughter comes in and needs help with her psychology homework. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is great. This will be a bonding time. What kind of talk? She didn't ask me. She went straight to her mother. Whatever, Dad.
Nah, we talked about that. You know, everyone only remembers Father's Day because it's another day on the calendar.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, but all right. So proactive approach. Here's the truth. Modeling. Hey, if you leaders, as a good leader, as a follower, you don't have a moral compass, right? Leaders often look up to followers, believe it or not, who model high moral standards, and they're willing to sacrifice and take responsibility. The best people that will ever work for you or your best friends will be those that model high moral standards. They just are, right? You know, another piece about it, I think, is you're trying to be a good friend and you're trying to be a Jonathan, right? Is you have to tie all whatever you got going on, it has to be grounded in scriptural truth, right? What does God tell you to do? I don't want to hear what feels good. I don't want to hear what the latest 2,000 videos on Facebook is and this, that, and the other. I don't even want to hear what science has to say. If it contradicts scripture, stick with scripture. I mean, at one point they thought the earth was flat. And believe it or not, thanks to YouTube, we've recircled back into that thought that people believe is flat, right?
The current events, which is a great segue here.
It's coming.
We're going to talk about some of the crazy out there and why men need to stand up and speak the truth, because the truth is not a variable. Hey, but in the sake of time, right, and staying on our timeline, right,
yeah,
and just the great conversation we're having, what would you say, as we're talking about the Jonathan Project, we kind of teed it off with the great kind of message of who Jonathan was. We want to model that and be Jonathan's in our life. And I like something that you said. Sometimes you're going to be David. Sometimes you're going to be Jonathan. What should we leave with the guys? Yeah. And I know the ladies out there are listening too, for their guys, like, what are probably two or three things that you would say, hey, this is what you want to leave as a good ethical follower and being a Jonathan?
You know, for me, you know, take it, and you said it, you talked about it earlier, and I think that's good. I think we have to be adult enough to take a tactical pause and go, what's going on? Is it this person's moment to shine? Can I help them be a good leader? Can help push them to the front, you know, and push them into the limelight. I think that's important, and help them fulfill God's will as well, right? Like, I think that's it. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. It really is. Whose life is he working in? You know what I mean? Like, that's the truth. I look at your, you know, the books that you write, and absolutely told tons of people about those. I love those books. And if anybody's out there and hadn't checked out those, they really should.
That's right. Go to ChristianWarriorFiction.com. Check out the Rapture series. Four books are out right now. Thanks for that plug.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, totally unsolicited, but I love the book. But like, in that relationship, you model David, right? And just like in the efforts that God has called me to, I would be, you know, I would model that. And the relationship between David and Jonathan, I think, is you know, sometimes when we're at home, you know, if you can help other people shine, I think that's great. Yeah. That's kind of where I take it, you know. I think
that's good, Jason. And I think, you know, like, as I look at our relationship and how we've become, in my words, you know, like brothers, I've seen that. Like, you've helped me so many times from a David kind of perspective. And I would like to hope and think that I've been a Jonathan or a David for you in some way, shape, or form, even though you are the closest thing to Superman that I've ever seen. But
you're absolutely right. Like, I've seen us swap back and forth in this relationship, depending upon where God is pushing us.
Yeah.
That's important. Really hope that for the people out there who are listening, you've got to find a good, when I mean a true friend, it's somebody that supports you in God's will and also steers you towards Christ, but also steers you away from bad problems. But also when it's your time, when it's It's their time to shine. You're helping them in God's will, and as you complement each other, kind of moving forward. I do. All right. So that's my take.
No, man, that's awesome. I love it. That tees up for everyone. That is what the Jonathan Project's all about. Like, you're seeing it in action. And, you know, we're basing it off that a great example of David and Jonathan. So every week we're going to have another segment where it's really something I think me and Jason really have spent a lot of time. We've had some great conversations, love of the Lord, love of the Bible. And it's called Current Events, right? As we teed it up. And so there's a lot of topics. I mean, we could probably spend a whole hour talking on this. We're not. But I'm going to throw out one, and then you can throw out a couple. And let's just talk about it from, you know, being a kingdom man, our military experience, what we want to share with our military experience on what's going on. So the first one that kind of popped up in my mind is, you know, the old eternal time clock for the world, which we pay attention to sometimes, which is Israel, right? And the tensions that have just been continuously boiling over there. You know, two things real quick off my chest as far as Israel. One, as a Christian, and I've heard some people, I've seen some people on the old social media, right, say some wild things as Christians that, oh, you know, we shouldn't be supporting them. That doesn't mean, and I want to make sure we get this crystal clear for the audience, that everything Israel and their humanity does is right. No, I'm not sitting here saying that. However, from a spiritual standpoint, I have this little nugget here. Israel's not going nowhere, right? There was a promise made, and the person that made that promise is God, right? Or the being, really, more important, not a person. And so I think it's behold on us, and it's in the Bible, for us to support Israel. That means prayer. That means whatever we can do to help. And that's kind of one of the big things. Like, I don't understand why Christians are so shocked now of what's happening to Israel, why Israel is responding in certain ways. But yeah, that's one of the things on my chest. Like, hey, like, Israel is at front and center again.
Somebody was mentioning it the other day, and I made the comment that, you know, I've read a book, and Israel's going to be in the center of a lot of news there as time goes. And I agree with you.
Oh, there we go.
Are you there?
Okay. All right, yeah, no worries. That's what the magic of editing can do. So.
Yeah. You know, I think that, like you said, technology is not in our favor as Satan is trying to derail a lot of our efforts, right? And I think he is when it comes to Israel too. So I think as we as Christians, as kingdom men, we owe it to pray for Israel, right? And that's what we have to do. You know, as I went to the Liberty graduation not long ago, they had the, you know, Stand for Israel thing, and they take a stand. They say, look, this is God made them that promise. When God made them a promise, he saw through the end of time. And he said, this is what I'm promising. And that's it. No, I agree with you. I think in social media is horrible, right? It's everybody's unchecked opinion, right? Like, people have very few opinions when they're face to face.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But they're opinionated when it comes to social media.
Yep.
No, current events, the big one, man, you just threw that. I had no idea which topic you were going to pull. That is
amazing. You know, it's been burning. Like I told you, like that one has just been eating at me. It's like, you know, from within the church, right? Us not understanding that dynamic of, and being able to understand that God has a plan for dealing with reconciling because even the Jewish nation, even Israel, is still sinful in their flesh. He has a plan for dealing with that, right? We can talk about that at a later date. But from a spiritual standpoint, right? Or as I like to say, sometimes the real world, right, that we can't see, there is a most definitely call and a protection, and there was a covenant made. Like, there is a sacred covenant that was made with that nation. You know, Jesus came from that nation, right? So we are tied to that. And I've heard Christians say, well, it has nothing to do with it. Well, it does, right? And at the minimum, you should supposed to be praying for them, right? So that was one thing on my mind. What's something that, you know, you've seen from a current events kind of standpoint that's kind of just been like, whoa, what's going on with this?
I can tell you, you know, from current events, and it's coming, is all the, this is a huge topic, but as you see the campaigning for presidential elections.
Oh, yeah, man. You talk about jumping in deep water on the first episode. Go ahead. Can you imagine the comments we're going to get?
No, that's going to be crazy. And here's the thing. I think this is where you and I loved it. We talked. We're not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat.
No.
I am a kingdom man.
Yeah.
It has to, whoever I vote for, has to align with Christ. They have to align with godly principles. And that's it, because it is furthering the kingdom. There, you know, if anybody believes any politician is going to save them, look, that's not true.
Right? Oh, buddy, but we both know. That, I mean, we might as well stir the pot. Like, there's a lot of people that do, right? And me and you both talked about this, where on Sundays, right? Sundays is two things here in America, right? And here on the Jonathan Project, we talk freely and frankly, right? One, it's the most segregated day in America, right? I hate to break it to people. Heaven's not going to be like that. And number two, it's one of the most politicalized days, right? I don't care if you like elephants or donkeys. I don't, you know, Jesus created all those people, right? So, you know, here's the thing, right? Like, no party is going to align with 100% of what the Bible says. I get that. Mm-hmm. We do have to do the best we can, because we're living here as ambassadors. Mm-hmm. As the Bible says, we're passing through before we go home. And so you have to make the best choice. But I'm not blindly thinking that, hell, this dude is going to save me, or this dudette is going to save me when they get to Washington, because we both know how that goes down once you get there. So
I think that's interesting that you know, and the Bible does call us ambassadors, and for working with several ambassadors. You know, that's interesting, because as an ambassador, your political alignment is not with the country you're inside of. It's the country you represent.
Yeah.
So that's why, as a kingdom man, you know, we've talked about this, as part of the kingdom, or you know, we, the president of our nation, so the support them, I know ultimately God puts them in power.
Yes.
For good and for other purposes.
Absolutely. Totally biblical.
He described the Pharaoh as, put that man in charge for a reason. And what's terrifying to me, and I didn't notice it, you probably already knew it, was if you follow the plague, it goes, the Pharaoh hardened his heart, the Pharaoh hardened his heart. And then at some point, it's God hardened his heart, hardened his heart. And then it's like, whoop, destruction. So, you know, I think as politics come about, it's us as Christians to pray about it. But always remember that unification, you know, is important. You know, Satan is the one that his strategy is about dividing. Like, our brotherhood through Christ should supersede any political objective. You know,
it would, Jason. It sounds good. I wish, or as we would say in our world, it briefs well, right? But we see so many people get so hot and bothered, right? Even folks within the church community about this one topic, right? Like, about politics. And it's like almost like people put more faith in something that you can see, right? The political parties, than into what the Bible has to say. Because ultimately, like, and you said it best, like, whoever's there, God appoints kings, right? He appoints who's going to be in leadership. Whether you, and he's not calling to ask, like, your opinion. How you voted,
he didn't ask mine.
How you thought about it. And it goes back to even Israel, as we were just talking about. They had the series of kings. That's the whole name of the book, right? They had a good one, a bad one, a good one, a bad one. And Lord was putting out there for different purposes, for his glory, for his purposes, his reasons, bad kings and good kings, right? And if you think he was going to do that with Israel, he'll do that with the good old US of A or any other country on the planet. So,
You know, when we talk about that, what my mind goes to is the disciples, right? Like, they, the zealot and the tax collector, ate dinner together, right? And that's how they're described. And you think about it, they were united through Christ. We know that in psychology, we know that a common moral ground can for our purpose. And that's what they call that, is transformational leadership, where somebody comes in and he espouses you to our calling. And that's what Jesus did. I think we model that as kingdom men, as guys in our own homes, we have to remind families that, hey man, let's don't get caught up in this political rhetoric. Jesus Christ is who we got to focus on. look at the and be responsible about, hey, okay, this is who I vote for. This is who I vote for. These are the most important biblical principles that matter.
Yeah.
And absolutely. To me, and I think when you put it in that framework, you can have a discussion, right? Like you may choose candidate X and I may choose candidate Y, but we're both moving forward for the kingdom.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. You should be talking about, in my opinion, for what it's worth, it should be more conversation about Jesus than it is about CNN or Fox in your house, especially around your children.
Yeah, that's true.
Because there's a promise to say he'll never leave or forsake you. I've yet to hear a politician on either side of the aisle tell me they'll never leave me or forsake me. So, you know, I know that might hurt some folks, but that's the truth, right? Like, you're not going to get that campaign.
They do kind of leave some original promises. They leave those original promises and, you know. Yeah. Oh, that is true. That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I agree with you. As a Jonathan, I think as friends, you know, as we've talked, like as a good friend, you got to, it's easy for guys to get to step off in the deep end, you know, to go down the rabbit hole of politics and get angry and this, that, and the other. But I think how Christ was, and it's a unification. If you want to be a good friend, you want to push Christ first and God's objective, unification. Like, hey, man, we may have different opinions on politics, but ultimately we need to remember that Jesus did people. And you know, I heard some guys say, you get the leader you deserve, which is kind of scary.
Yeah.
You know?
But also, we talked about it. We see that in the Bible. I think that we could go on and on. This is one of my favorite parts of our conversations ever, is like this free will in part. But, you know, as you study out the Bible, right, you see this thing that it kind of gets scary about. There's two most dangerous things that humans are given. I told my dad this last 2 weeks ago now. Free will, the fact that you're given time that goes in one direction. Like those are dangerous things that you've been given, that we as humans have this real hard time with, and increasingly men in our society, this thing called accountability, right? Because free will, the Lord doesn't make us robots. And as much as people want to, you know, roll over and they say that God's not real, he's evil, this and that, I'm like, well, he, the only thing he does is he's right now, and there's a restraint on you. And that's mercy within itself, right? Mm-hmm. But if you want to go and do something, you can do it. Even to choosing not to believe he exists. So there's that dangerous thing. And then there's time. Every second, you don't get back. And it's a sad thing to live 50, 60, 70, however many years the good Lord gives you. And the only thing you did was collect a check and suck down oxygen somewhere, right?
Yeah, or chase those things. You talked about it. You know, guys will put forth so much effort for what they determined to be success. And I think as a good friend, and as a father, as a good friend, like brother to brother, you know, we talk about iron sharpening iron. The Bible never says which piece of iron is sharp to begin with. It just says both of them are sharpening, right? So you come together, and even Jesus says later, where two or more you are gathered. I'll tell you what is, you know, when you talk about your friends and gearing them towards Jesus Christ, one of those things, that's where we have to be. That's how we define success. That's really it. I'm an ambassador. I work somewhere. I work on this planet, work here, wherever God calls me. But that's my testimony, you know, or that's where I give my testimony.
Yeah.
But ultimately, my real boss is either the Lord, Jesus Christ, which is his title, or it's me. And, you know, I think that was Satan's big deal, right? Like he wanted to be worshipped, he wanted to be first.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. One day we need to sit down and talk about the psychology, not newspapers, but magazine popularity. And it has net down from bigger focus, smaller focus, smaller focus, smaller focus, to where we are in social media, where you are the star of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, at some point we probably.
We can. We're just getting started. So, hey, so closing our little remarks here, as we've done a great job, I think, our first episode, we overcame technology and nerves and everything else, and here we are. As rough and raw as it is, but I love it.
For people that didn't see that, it looked like Technical Animal Planet of us trying to figure that out. That's definitely
Yeah, it was two army guys trying to figure out how to do a podcast, that's for sure. Hey, but I want to do something, and I want to ask you to do it this first week, is before we kind of wrap things up and put the bow on it, just pray us out, you know, that hearts hear what we were trying to do in our humanness here, and that someone will come to accept Jesus Christ, or at least get curious about him. So turn it over to you, brother.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Let me take off mine and see how messed up it is. thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, and thank you for allowing us to fellowship, just glorify your name. Heavenly Father, as we undertake this project, we pray that you'll be glorified in everything that we do, and we also pray that there's people out there that this points them toward you. Okay, well, we'll just try to go back over it. Yeah. Okay. All right. Again, take off my hat here. All right. We'll close out in word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this day, and thank you for allowing us to come together as iron sharpens iron. Heavenly Father, we pray that as people, as we go forward with this project, that it leads and points towards you. Also, if anyone's lost that's out there, this points them towards you and that grace and salvation. Heavenly Father, I lift up Colby, I lift up his family, I lift up those out there, Lord, that are listening. Watch over us all and strengthen one another.
Amen. Okay. Well, folks,
I didn't know if you heard me say amen.
Yeah, I did. That's all right. We're going to clean it all up on the back end. But hey, folks, mm-hmm. That's the Jonathan Project, right? It's two guys being honest, real friends. We don't make any bones. We're not trying to be fancy. We're trying to do this just to reach men, women, whoever's out there listening, right, to be better focused on the kingdom and empowered in their faith. So this is episode one. We're going to record every week. You can go find us on all your favorite podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, we're all there. So give us a subscribe, follow us. Also, next week, kind of give you a preview, we're going to talk about titles, right? That is such a big thing. So we're going to talk about that for about 40 minutes or so. But this is the Jonathan Project. For Jason, I'm Colby, and we'll see you next week. Thanks.
See ya. We'll be right back.